ఓం శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరిః ఓం. భద్రం కర్ణే శృణుయామ దేవాః, భద్రం పశ్యేమాక్షభిర్యజత్రాః, స్థిరైరంగైస్తుష్టు వాగుంసస్తనూభిః, విశేమ దేవహితం యదాయుః. స్వస్తి న ఇంద్రో వృద్ధశ్రవాః, స్వస్తి న పూషా విశ్వవేదాః, స్వస్తి నస్తార్క్ష్యో అరిష్టనేమిః, స్వస్తి నో బృహస్పతిర్దధాతు. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి. శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరిః ఓం. మాండూక్య కారిక చాప్టర్ 4 అలాత శాంతి ప్రకరణం శ్లోక 37. గ్రహణ జాగరితవత్ తద్ధేతు స్వప్న ఇష్యతే తత్తేతు తస్యైవ సజ్జాకరితమిష్యతే. సో గౌడపాదాచార్య హీస్ ఎస్టాబ్లిషింగ్ హీస్ అజాతివాద దట్ ఎ రియల్ క్రియేషన్ హ్యాస్ నెవర్ ఆరిజినేటెడ్ ఫ్రమ్ బ్రహ్మన్ అండ్ దట్ ద క్రియేషన్ ఈజ్ ఓన్లీ అన్ అపియరెన్స్ అండ్ ఎక్స్పీరియన్స్. సో టు అండర్స్టాండ్ దిస్ ఆస్పెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద క్రియేషన్, the only example that we have is the dream example. With regard to the dream, we find the same condition. The existence and origination of the dream world are not acceptable, and the appearance and experience of the dream, they are acceptable. Both are due to nidra shakti, otherwise called ignorance. So this is the thesis of Gaudapada Acharya throughout Mandukya Karika. So this is not a mere intellectual debate or a philosophical discussion, because the consequences of this thesis, they are very important. It is important to understand why Gaudapadacharya is so insisting on this particular thesis. Once you accept the origination of the world, then we have to accept the world as Jagat, our own existence as an individual jiva, and the creator of both as Ishvara. So the moment we accept a creation, we inadvertently land in the triangular format, which leads to God dependence in handling problems in worldly transactions. However, facing problems in experiences of life is due to karma and not God. God does not have control over our karma, but only manages our karma phalam. So in the triangular format, karma is the controlling factor that governs our experiences, and God's role is the giver of the results of our karma. So our accumulated karma cannot be exhausted that easily, even in several births. So thus remaining in the triangular format does not solve the fundamental problem of life. So acceptance of a srishti, creation, is falling into the trap of the triangular format. So we have to question the very srishti itself. Then alone we can go from the triangular format to the binary format. So both the dream and the waking worlds are not created ones, because there is no cause for creation. Both are mithya appearances only. Once we know that both are mithya, the question of adhishtanam for both is raised. That adhishtanam cannot be any one of the objects in the waking or in the dream worlds. This adhishtanam is outside both the worlds, and that is the witness of the appearance of both the worlds, which is I, the Atma. If it is difficult to understand, accept this, one should continue in the triangular format until the mind is ready for assimilation of this teaching. So without this assimilation, there is no lasting solution for samsara at all. So without this assimilation, so even if assimilation is not possible now, it is worth noting that such a teaching exists. One can always come to this at any later time. Now let us look at this particular shloka, shloka 37. Grahanat jagritavat. ஸோ கிரகணாத்து ஜாகிரதவத்து சின்ஸ் ட்ரீம் இஸ் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ் லைக் த வேக்கிங் ஸ்டேட் ஜாகிரதவத்து தத்தேத்து ஸ்வப்ன இஷ்யத்தே ட்ரீம் இஸ் கன்சிடர்ட் டு பி காஸ்ட் பை வேக்கிங் ஸ்டேட் தத்தே துத்வாத்து தஸ்யைவ சஜ்ஜாகரிதம் இஷ்யதே ஹவவர் த வேக்கிங் ஸ்டேட் இஸ் கன்சிடர்ட் டு பி ரியல் ஃபார் தட் த ட்ரீமர் அலோன் சின்ஸ் இட் இஸ் த காஸ் ஆஃப் த ட்ரீம் ஸோ த வேக்கிங் வேர்ல்ட் இஸ் மித்யா ஜஸ்ட் லைக் த ட்ரீம் வேர்ல்ட் ஃபார் அனதர் ரீசன் ஆல்சோ இட் இஸ் ஈஸி டு அக்செப்ட் தட் த ட்ரீம் இஸ் கண்டிஷனலி ரியல் ஜெனரலி we consider that the waking world is the cause for the experience of the dream world. That is what we normally think. So the experiences in both worlds are similar. So this leads to the judgment that waking is karanam for dream. Since the dream world is experienced very much like the waking world, generally the dream is considered to be the product of the waking world. So if that is so, from that a principle can be extended now. Since the waking world is the cause for the dream world, both should have similar nature, as effect and cause have similar nature. So the dream world is real in dream for the dream experiencer. Similarly, the waking world is real for the waking observer in waking. So waking reality must be similar to that of the dream world. Both require the appropriate conditions for their reality. Further, the dreamer does not call his experience a dream, the dreamer. Even the words waking and dream, they are not applicable for him because they are only relative. So, in the particular state of the state, the world obtained is real for the particular observer in that state, whether it is a waking state or dream state. So, both waking and dream are on par in all respects. Shloka 38. Utpadasya aprasiddhatvat ajam sarvamudahritam nacha bodhadabhutasya சம்பவோஸ்தி கதஞ்சனம். ஸோ உத்பாதஸ்ய அப்ரசித்தத்வாத் சின்ஸ் பர்த் உத்பாதஸ்ய சின்ஸ் பர்த் இஸ் நாட் எஸ்டாப்ளிஷ்ட் சர்வம் அஜம் உதாகிருதம் எவ்ரி திங் இஸ் செட் டு பி அன்பான் அஜம் எவ்ரி திங் இஸ் செட் டு பி அன்பான் இஸ் பிரம்மன் நச்ச சம்பவ அஸ்தி கதஞ்சன பூதாத் அபூதஸ்ய Again, birth of a non-existent entity, out of an existent entity, does not take place anyhow. Katanchana. So, Gaudapadacharya, he understands the difficulty in our understanding the toughest topic of Advaitam. So, Brahma Satyam can be easily accepted, but Jagat Mithyatvam is very tough to grasp. A relevant question comes up, how can waking and dream be equated? The waking world exists independent of us, but dream world exists depending on us. The dream world is subjective projection, but the waking world seems to have an independent existence. On what basis can the two worlds be equated? That will be the question. So when I go to sleep and enter the dream, I leave the waking world. So the same waking world is experienced when I wake up. So the waking world seems to exist independent of me, whether I am awake, whether I am sleeping, whether I am observing or not observing. Therefore, the waking world must have originated from some other cause. So I cannot claim that I am lending existence to the waking world. So the world is really present, independent of me, and has been originated by a cause other than me. This is the doubt that we all will have repeatedly. People raise this doubt. So Gaudapadacharya gave one answer earlier, and here he gives a different answer. The earlier answer was what? That the same argument is given in case of the dream also. Dream is accepted as a projection only in Jagratavastha, the waking state, and never in the dream state. Similarly, this world is objective as long as it is looked at from the Vishwas perspective. If you remember Vishwa, Taijasa and Pragya, from the Vishwas perspective in the waking state. But from Turiyam angle, waking world will not remain objective. Here Gaudapada Acharya gives a different answer. That was the earlier answer given. Now he gives a different answer. Assuming that waking world is not my projection and it has an independent existence of its own, then there must be a cause for the world. It was asked earlier as to what that cause was. This was analyzed from the standpoint of various theories of creation. Various theories we mentioned earlier also, many times. Satkaryavada of Sankhya Yoga, Asatkaryavada of Nyaya Vaisheshikas, and Karmakaryavada of Vaidika and Buddhist theories. So many of them are there. So the analysis showed that the creation of the world can never be logically established. And so the objective existence of the world is not a viable fact. Since a creation is not logically established by any theory as discussed from 6 to 28 in this chapter, it cannot be argued that there is an objective created world. So this teaching based on the Upanishads, Mundaka Upanishad declares, we already saw that earlier. So Brahma Vedam Amritam Purastate Brahma Paschate Brahma Dakshinatahacha Uttarena Atas Chordvancha Prasritam Brahma Vedam Vishwamidam Varishtam. We have seen this shloka. So all this is in all this in front of me. The immortal Brahman alone, they are all. Brahman alone is behind, Brahman alone is on the right, as well as on the left. Brahman spreads out below and above also. This world is this exalted Brahman alone. This is in Mundaka Upanishad, second Mundaka. So what an ignorant person calls the world is, in the vision of the scriptures and the wise person, is nothing but Brahman only. World is only a word and there is nothing but Brahman. Intellect always asks for cause, and Gaudapada Acharya is demolishing the idea of causation and causality. There is neither cause nor effect. There is only Brahman, which is neither the effect of something nor a cause for something, as said in the Kathopanishad. Na jayate mriyate va vipaschite nayam kutaschinna bhubha kaschite. Ajo nityaha shashvatakim puranaham na hanyate hanyamane sharire. Similar shloka in Gita also. The second line is actually the same. So this omniscient one does not originate or die. Na jayate mriyate. It did not originate from anything. It did not become anything. It is unborn. It is deathless. It is decayless. And it is growthless. It is not afflicted when the body is affected. That is the meaning of this shloka. This we have already seen. So Brahman did not come from anywhere, nor anything came out of Brahman also. Brahman was, Brahman is, and Brahman will ever be. In between, if the world is seen, it is because of solid ignorance alone. A non-existent world that is only an appearance cannot originate from Brahman. Neither the dream world nor the waking world have originated. Shloka 39. Asajjagrite drishtva swapne pashyati tanmayaha asat swapne pi drishtva cha pratibaddo na pashyati pratibaddha na pashyati. So in this shloka, Gaudapada Acharya says that the waking world does not produce the dream world. Because of their similarities, the waking and the dream worlds, they seem to have cause-effect relationship. Both are separate projections in the respective worlds. In the dream world, dream projections, and waking world, waking projections. Now if you look at the shloka, asat jagarite drishtva, seeing the unreal, asat, the unreal world in the waking state, and swapne pashyati tanmayaha, impressed by that, impressed by seeing the unreal world in the waking state, impressed by that, one sees the same in dream. Asat swapne api drishtva, seeing asat, the unreal world, in dream also, pratibuddha cha, pratibuddho cha, na pashyati. One does not find it after waking up. So in Shloka 37, Gaudapadacharya said that it is widely held that waking world is the cause of the dreaming world because the experiences are similar in both the worlds. So by saying this, Gaudapadacharya indicates that he does not accept this conclusion. He clarifies that in this shloka. He says that there is no karya karana sambandha, karya karana relationship between the dream world and the waking world. Waking deshakala and dream deshakala, time space in waking world and the dream world, they are different. Objects are different in both worlds. A relationship is possible between two things or persons existing in the same state. Waking and dream have different realms of time and space, and so there cannot be a cause-effect relationship between them. Why there is a similarity between them? It is not because there is a cause-effect relationship between them. Waking experiences are registered in my mind as vasanas. And when I go to dream, that vasana projects as a mithya object, and I lend existence to that object. So in this waking state, we experience the mithya waking world, and we register that in our chittam, or memory, as memory or vasana. So in dream, soaked with the vasanas of the waking world, the dreamer sees another mithya universe in dream also. The waker records the waking mithya and projects the dream mithya. When I wake up from the dream, after experiencing the mithya world in the dream mithya world is dissolved when I wake up. Then the waking mithya world is experienced. And this will continue until one wakes up to the Brahman knowledge. Waking up from dream falsifies the dream and dream disappears. Waking up to Brahman knowledge falsifies the waking world, but it will not disappear. This is Jivan Mukti. Shloka 40. Nasty sadde tu kam asat sada sadde tu kam tatha Satcha taddetukam nasti, saddetukam asat kutaha. Nasti asat hetukam asatam. A non-existent effect, nasti, non-existent effect from a non-existent cause is not possible, nasti. Similarly, sat asat hetukam tatha. An existent effect from a non-existent cause is not possible also. Also, satcha sat hetukam nasti. An existent effect from an existent cause is not possible also. Kutaha sat hetukam asat. How can there be a non-existent effect from an existent cause? It's a question that the acharya has. So this shloka is similar to shloka 22. We already did it long ago. So the essence of this shloka is that the satkarya vada and asatkarya vada will never explain the creation. Both will not. An existent thing cannot originate because it is already existent. A non-existent thing cannot originate because it is non-existent. Therefore, neither an existent thing nor a non-existent thing can originate either from an existing thing or a non-existent thing. So a non-existent thing is not born out of a non-existent thing. A non-existent thing is not born out of an existent thing also. And an existent thing is not born out of an existing thing. An existing thing is not born out of a non-existent thing also. So, the very word creation is illogical. Humanity uses this word without thinking, and by doing that, it traps itself. These are all Gaudapadacharya's arguments. How do you say that nothing is created? Certainly there is a creation of pot from clay, if you take the pot clay example. Certainly there is creation of ornaments out of gold. When we are experiencing so many such creations, how do you swear so confidently that creation is a misnomer? Should you not take into account our practical experience? These are all questions. Shankaracharya himself raises these questions. And he answers that the creation of a pot from clay is also a misnomer. When it is said that pot is created from clay, the potter does not create anything. He is only shaping the already existent clay from its lump form into another defined form. Substance remaining same, namely clay, a new name is given to the changed shape of clay. Clay and pot are two names in the past and present respectively, and not two substances. There is no substance called pot, separate from clay created by a potter. So we have two words, but only one substance. Because there are two words, we make the mistake of thinking that there are two substances also. Not only that, but we also create a relationship between them, between the two as what? Cause and effect. Shankaracharya and Gaudapada Acharya, they say that two substances are imagination, and the relationship between the two is also imagination. Once you know that there was clay, there is clay, and there will be only clay, and thus there is only one thing, relationship is meaningless because the relationship requires two things. In Advaita, relationship is not possible. To say that pot is born out of clay is Maya's delusion. Exactly like clay, previously Brahman was there, now also there is Brahman. The present Brahman has been renamed world, and we think that Brahman and world are two different things. Assuming duality, we talk about cause-effect relationship. There is no such thing as world, but it is only name and form. So what Vedanta says is that we can use names for communication. Different ornaments have to be given different names for transaction, even though we know that all the ornaments are nothing but gold. Similarly, Jiva, Jagat, Ishvara, they are all different names only. They are not three different substances, but is only one Brahman with the appearance of three different Nama and Rupa. So, Sattva Pradhana Nama Rupa is Ishvara, Rajas Pradhana Nama Rupa is Jiva, and Tama Pradhana Nama Rupa is Jagat. So, three different names, but only one substance, and that substance is called Turiyam in Mandukya, and that Turiyam is I, myself. Until I come to this, life will be meaningless, burdensome, and boring struggle. If life should be inspiring all the time, I should see all the variety as my own glory only. The Vibhuti Yoga of Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10. Shloka 41. Piparya sadhyata jagrate achintyan bhuta vasprishet tata swapne viparya sat dharmastatraiva pashyati. Yatha jagrate, just as in the waking state, achintyat bhutva sprishet, one contacts unreal objects as though real, viparyasat due to error, tatha in the same way, swapne in dream, viparyasat pashyati, one sees due to an error, dharmas tatraiva, unreal objects belonging to dream alone as though real. So Gaudapada Acharya, he pointed out that mithya vastu appears and is experienced because of ignorance of the mithya waking world and the mithya dreaming world. So mithya is understood as mithya only in the waking of knowledge. During the time of ignorance, mithya will appear as satyam only. Mithya will never be appreciated as mithya as long as ignorance continues. Only when ignorance goes away, it will be satyam. And until then, mithya is a serious problem because it is taken to be satyam. The rope snake, for example, that is taken seriously until it is known to be only rope. A person who imagines that he may have a terminal disease, for example, suffers until it is shown that he does not have the disease at all. Thus, an apparent thing can cause stress and fear. Because mithya creates real samsara, the world cannot be considered satyam. Gaudapada Acharya gives an example. In the waking state, because of misperception, one experiences false entities like rope snake, shell silver, mirage water as though real. Samsara is solidly real for those who have not assimilated this teaching. Similarly, dream is real in dream when dreamer experiences various things in dream. Shloka 42. Upalambat samacharat asti vastutva vadinam jatisto deshita buddhehe ajatestra satam sada jatisto deshita buddhehe. Creation is taught by the wise people, buddhehe astivat svastutva vadinam ajatehe prasatam sada. Always, sada, for those who are ever afraid of the unborn reality and who assert the reality. So creation is taught by the wise people to all these, for all these people. So upalambatin samacharat. Samacharat. Samacharat means, so because of its experience, upalambate, and the orderly behavior, because there is an order. So here, Gaudapada Acharya, he says, assimilating ajadivada, advaidavada, jagat mithyatvavada, it is all very difficult. According to Vedas, even though final teaching of Vedas is ajativada only, the Upanishads clearly declare that other than Brahman there is nothing. In Kathopanishad, it is said there is no pluralistic universe at all. We already saw that. In Kaivalya Upanishad, it is said that the five elements are nearly not born. I have given this quotation also earlier. So if all these are not there, what is there? Mundaka Upanishad says that what you call the world is nothing but Brahman only. So the final teaching of the Upanishad is Ajativadam, Advaitavadam, Jagad Mithyatvavadam. But Upanishads know that many cannot assimilate this because of two powerful obstacles. World has what? First one is what? World has ETU, if you remember. It is experienced. It is available for transactions. And it has utility for our various needs. People consider that whatever has ETU must be satyam or real. This is the intellectual conclusion of humanity. Vedanta challenges this conclusion by quoting the dream example, which has all the same features also. Dream is only conditionally real and is not absolutely real. Our intellectual conclusion that whatever has ETU must be satyam is the first obstacle to accept the teaching of Ajativada. Ajativada means no creation. And Gaudapada Acharya, he uses two words. One is called upalamba. Upalamba means it is, can be experienced. And samachara, that can be transacted and useful. There is an order for all that, for ETU. And the second and the more powerful obstacle is because of our self-ignorance, we have concluded that we are individual jivatmas. This self-ignorance is without a beginning. It is anadi. In dream, we conclude that we are dream individuals in the vast dream universe. Similarly, from birth, we have concluded that we are finite individual jivatmas. This finitude gives a sense of limitation and incompleteness, apurnatvam, that creates physical and emotional dependence on the external world and external relationships for peace, for security, for happiness, for all of them. So because of self-ignorance, we need several crutches. We need several supports. So we have concluded that we need the Dvaita world. And when the world support is lacking at times, we turn towards Ishvara for support. When Vedanta gives this teaching of Advaita, the human mind that needs all this support because of ignorance will naturally reject this teaching. So Advaita becomes a cause of fear because all the crutches are taken away by Advaita teaching. So the second obstacle to Advaita Jnanam is fear of losing supports. So Veda keeps Advaita teaching at bay initially, not introduced straight away also. Vedanta prepares the mind through all that karma yoga, blah, blah, all those things, and then removes the second twofold walker, the world and Ishvara. It removes the twofold, the world and Ishvara. Our journey is from world dependence to God dependence to self-dependence. So what is the journey? From world dependence to God dependence to self-dependence. And self-dependence is independence. Independence is moksha or freedom. Shloka 43. अजाते स्त्रसतां तेषां उपलम्बात् विजयन्तियें जाति दोषान सेत्स्यन्ति दोषोऽप्यल्पो भविष्यति दोषः अपि अल्पः भविष्यति. सो जाति दोष न सेत्स्यन्ति. डिसएडवांटेजेस ऑफ एक्सेप्टिंग क्रिएशन दे विल नॉट अफेक्ट तेषां उपलम्बात् विजयन्तिते वेन्तिये. Those who are afraid of the unborn reality, tesham unborn upalambat, who are afraid of that unborn reality, jati doshaha nasityanti. And who does disagree with the idea of birthlessness due to the experience, for all of them, doshaha api alpaha bhavishyati. The disadvantage, if any, will be alpaha bhavishyati. They will become insignificant. So when Veda is compromising with the truth and introducing Dvaitam as Adhyaropa, will it not create problem for the student? This question will come. Because Veda is compromising with the truth, and it is introducing Dvaitam as Adhyaropa, there it's going to Apavada is going to be done later. So Veda seems to mislead the student from Advaitam to Dvaitam. For people who suffer from the two obstacles mentioned in the previous shloka, this compromise will not pose any serious problem at all. There will be the problem of samsara that will continue. Karma yogi is a samsari, and so also upasana yogi also. Both of them are samsaris only. However, following karma yoga and upasana yoga, a person will become ready for the final teaching of Advaita. So Krishna refers to this in the Bhagavad Gita. We have seen this also, chapter 9. Shubha shupa pale revam mokshase karma bandhanaihi sanyasa yoga yuktatma vimukto mamu paishasi. 28th sloka of 9th chapter. So in this way you will be released, O Arjuna, from the bondages of karma, which is in the form of desirable and undesirable results. Being one whose mind is endowed with renunciation and karma yoga, you will come to me only liberated as a free person. Even though samsara is perpetuated, the seeker will be ready sooner or later to understand this ajatiwada. Shloka 44.
उपलम्बात् समाचारात् माया हस्ति यतोच्यते उपलम्बात् समाचारात् अस्ति वस्तु ततोच्यते.
दिस् आर् आल् केन् अण्डर्स्टाण्ड् दिस् श्लोकास् वेरि स्ट्रैट् फार्वर्ड्. यथा माया हस्ति उच्यते, जस्ट् एस् एन् इल्यूसरि एलिफेण्ट् माया हस्ति इस् सेट् टु बि नान् एक्सिस्टेण्ट्. उपलम्बात् समाचारात् बिकास् आफ् इट्स् एक्स्पीरियन्स् अण्ड् आल्रेडि बिहेवियर् तथा सो आल्सो अस्ति वस्तु इति उच्यते, एन ऑब्जेक्ट is said to be existent. Asti upalambat samacharat, because of its experience and orderly behavior. So ultimately, after accepting Dvaitam as Satyam and practicing Karma Yoga, Upasana Yoga for some time, we have to come to Advaitam and see Dvaitam as similar to a dream world. So Gaudapada Acharya gives a different example of a magic show conducted by a magician. Events displayed in magic show, they are all experienced. They have utility, but they are all not real. Bhagavan gives a great magic show in the form of creation and everything in it. We are all part of it. Enjoy the show, but do not ascribe absolute reality to that show. Actually, we saw in Dakshinamurti Stotram of Shankaracharya some time ago, Bijasyantarivankuro jagadidam prang nirvikalpam punaha maya kalpita desha kala kalana vaichitriya chitri kritam maya viva vijrambayatyapi maha yogi vayaswechaya tasmai shri guru murtaye namayidam shri dakshinamurtaye. So to him, to that Lord, who is like a magician or even like a great yogi, he displays by his own will this universe, which at the beginning is undifferentiated like the sprout in the seed, but which is made again differentiated under the varied conditions of space and time, posted by Maya. To him, to that perceptor, Dakshinamurti, my salutations to him. So a magician's elephant, because it has ETU, is taken as really there. In the same way, Bhagavan, the greatest magician, has magical skill of Maya, by which he makes this creation appear and people take it real because of its ETU, experience, transaction and utility. Shloka 45.
Jatya bhasam chala bhasam vastvabhasam tataivacham achachalama vastutvam vijnanam shantam advayam. Jatyabhasam, the appearance of birth, chalabhasam, appearance of motion, vastvabhasam, the appearance of objects, they are all nothing but ajachalam avastutvam vijnanam shantam advayam. They are consciousness which is unborn, which is motionless, which is non-material, which is tranquil, shantam, and advayam, non-dual. Therefore, Gaudapada Acharya, he says that the entire creation is a magic show conducted by Brahman with his Maya Shakti. Brahman with Maya is called Ishvara. This we have seen earlier. Brahman plus Maya is Ishvara. The dream world is Jiva's magic show. Waking world is Ishvara's magic show. Beijing magic show, all events are intense experiences. When probed, they all disappear. Quantum mechanics reduces tangible matter to intangible energy. Because of very high speed vibrations, the intangible, invisible energy appears as tangible, visible matter. Vedanta says, even energy is nothing but consciousness principle. All objects, their origination and their movements, they are nothing but intense motion in Brahman. Therefore, all these are nothing but one consciousness. The motion is only a seeming motion caused by Maya. Brahman cannot have motion because Brahman is all-pervading. What is motion? Motion is a movement from a place where you are to a place where you are not. Motionless, non-dual consciousness called Brahman alone appears as objects. Their origination and movements, all these are experiences, but they are not factual. So what is the nature of Brahman? It is free from birth, motion and all the objects. Shloka 46. Evam jayate chittam, evam dharma ajasmrutaha, evam eva vijanantaha, napatanti viparyate. ఏవం జాయతే చిత్తం ఏవం ధర్మ అజహ అజహ స్మృత ధర్మ అజహ స్మృత సో ది కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఈస్ నాట్ బాండ్ అండ్ దస్ జీవాస్ ఆర్ కన్సిడర్డ్ టు బి అన్బాండ్ ఏవమేవ విజానంత న పతంతి విపర్యతే ఓన్లీ దోస్ హూ నో లైక్ దిస్ ఇన్ దిస్ మేనర్ ఓన్లీ దోస్ పీపుల్ డూ నాట్ ఫాల్ ఇన్ టు మిస్ఫార్చ్యూన్ ఇస్ సంసార దర్ఫోర్ వన్ షుడ్ కన్క్లూడ్ దట్ దర్ ఇస్ నో డ్యువాలిటీ నో ఆరిజినేషన్ నో మూమెంట్ సో ఇన్ దట్ డ్యువాలిటీ ద మోస్ట్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ వన్ ఇస్ వాట్ ఇస్ మై సెల్ఫ్ వితౌట్ మీ దిస్ డ్యువలిస్టిక్ యూనివర్స్ కెనాట్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ దర్ఫోర్ ద జీవాత్మ ఇస్ ద మోస్ట్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ సో ద స్టేటస్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ జీవాత్మ must be clearly understood. If that status is not understood, there will be problems constantly. If the jivatma is considered to be born, then you will get into the problem of origination, duality, movement, all of them. This leads to what? Samsara. One has to come out of the notion of an individual jiva and claim one's true nature, that is Brahman. Only then one can relax in life. So from the next shloka onwards, Gaudapada Acharya talks about, you know, the famous example of Alatha. Actually, we are now doing the fourth chapter of Mandukya Karika called Alatha Shanti Prakaranam, and we have not seen the word Alatha so far. It is going to be introduced only now, shloka 47. Rujuvakradika bhasam alatha spanditam etam గ్రహణ గ్రాహకాభాసం విజ్ఞానస్పందితం తథా విల్ జస్ట్ సీ ది లిటరల్ మీనింగ్ అండ్ దెన్ విల్ గో టు డిస్కషన్ ఫర్ దిస్ టూ శ్లోకాస్ యథ రుజు వక్రాదికాభాసం జస్ట్ యాస్ ద అపియరెన్స్ ఆఫ్ స్ట్రైట్ అండ్ కర్వ్డ్ ప్యాటర్న్స్ అలాతస్పందితం ద మోషన్ ఆఫ్ ది టార్చ్ హియర్ ది తథ అలాత్ మీన్స్ ది టార్చ్ వి కెన్ యు నో it's a thing with a torch light with the handle and a flame at one end, you know, we can imagine a handle and a flame at one end. We have seen all these things in processions at all. So just as the appearance of a straight and curved patterns is alata spanditam, is the motion of the torch, tatha so also grahana grahaka basam, the appearance of the perceiver and the perceived, vijnanaspanditam, is the apparent motion of consciousness. That is what we are talking about, the motion of consciousness. Shloka 48. We are going to discuss them actually after we see this. Just a minute. Aspandamanam alatham anabhasam ajam yatham aspandamanam vijnanam anabhasam ajam yatham. So yatham aspandamanam alatham, just as the motionless torch is anavasam ajam, it is free from appearances and is unborn, just as the motionless charge is, tata so also aspandamanam vijnanam, here vijnana means consciousness, the motionless consciousness is anavasam ajam, it is free from appearance. Anavasam abhasam is appearance, anavasam free from appearance, and this ajam is unborn. So here now we will see the discussion now. The word alatham, that means, as I mentioned, is a torch with a handle and flame on one end. So for the sake of explanation, let us take the example of an incense stick or a firebrand. Actually, some of the authors, they use the word firebrand, which is a stick with a flame at one tip. So Gaudapada Acharya now reveals Advaitam through this example, through this torch, which has a flaming end and the handle. So imagine, for example, a dark room, and you are in the dark room with an incense stick. The glowing tip represents Brahman, which is one, and the surrounding darkness is the Maya Tattva. Suppose you start moving the firebrand, the stick, you want the flame with the tip, the flame. Even though it is one glowing tip, as it moves, different patterns, they appear in the dark room depending on the type of movement. You only are moving. So Gaudapada Acharya calls this movement of the alatham alata spandana in this shloka. So the patterns are dvaitam because several patterns appear and disappear. When we move the torch, the flame. So thus we have advaita alatam and dvaita abhasa. Advaita alatam, the flame is only one. And dvaita abhasa, appearances and patterns are many. Advaita alatam and dvaita abhasa are caused by what? Alata spandanam, by the movement of this alata. So alatam, spandanam, dvaitam. That is a alatam, here is a firebrand. That is whatever the stick with the flame. So motion, patterns, they are the three keywords here. What are the three keywords? Alatam, spandanam, dvaitam. So alatam is compared to Paramatma and patterns are compared to the entire cosmos. When alatam is stationary, there are no patterns. When alatam is in motion, the patterns appear. So by Anvaya Vitireka logic, motion is the cause of appearance of patterns. So motion belongs to alatam. So alatam in motion only appears as several patterns. I hope you are all with me so far. So Gaudapada Acharya says that consciousness is in the dark room called Maya, has got different violent motions as it were in the form of thoughts. These are the various thoughts. So in the waking and dream states, consciousness seems to move and multiply because of thoughts, resulting in experiences like I am conscious of wall, I am conscious of this mic, I am conscious of computer, conscious of people, all that. Thus one consciousness seems to become many. So this plurality of experience is available in the waking state and in the dream state. So in the deep sleep state, that is in Sushupti Avastha, when the mind and thoughts, they subside, consciousness alone is present without any change of thoughts or motion. So in that condition, there is no plurality experienced at all. And there is only Advaitam in deep sleep state. So consciousness in motion gives rise to Dvaita Anubhava. And consciousness at rest is Advaitam. So in the waking, the motion, in motion and rest and all, we have to understand from waking state to dream state to deep sleep state. So in the waking and dream states, consciousness is in motion. But in deep sleep state, consciousness is at rest. These are all in quotes. So consciousness in motion appears as the world patterns. So this is the Anvaya Vyatireka logic. So in the 47th shloka, Anvaya is given as follows. How it is given? The appearance of straight and curved patterns is due to the motion of the torch. So one consciousness itself gets divided into subject-object duality. Just like one waker gets divided into perceiver-perceived duality in dream, one Atma seemingly gets divided into subject and object because of seeming motion of consciousness. It is unbelievable. Quantum mechanics states that all objects in the world are not solidly tangible substances, but only intangible energy in motion. Vedanta goes one step further and says that consciousness is in motion is the world. The Vyatireka is given in the 48th shloka. So when the torch is at rest, all the patterns experienced, they totally disappear. The firebrand remains the same without either being karyam or karanam. Similarly, in deep sleep, world disappears and consciousness alone is present without any motion. A sleeping person cannot say that other people who are awake are experiencing the world, because in sleep, he cannot know that others are even present. Even if there are people experiencing the world while someone is sleeping, it is because consciousness is in motion in the experiencing people's waking state, not in the person's deep sleep, the person who is in deep sleep. If all living beings are at rest in sleep, who can talk about an existing world? The motionless consciousness is free from any appearance and it is unborn. Shloka 49.
Alate spandamane vai na bhasa anyato bhuvaha na tato anyatra vispandat na alatam pravishantite.
Alate spandamane vai. When the firebrand, this alate means firebrand means, now you know what it means, the torch. When the fire with a glowing flame, when the atonement, when the firebrand is in motion, nabasa anyato bhubaha, appearances, they don't come from elsewhere. Natataha anyatra nispandat, nor do they go apart from that motionless torch also. Na alatam pravishanti, nor do they enter into the torch also. Shloka 50. We are going to see these shlokas, just only the little meanings, and then go to the discussion, because they have to be done together. Shloka 50. Na nirgata alatathe dravyatva bhava yogataha vijnane pitatai vasyuho abhasasya visheshataha. Alatathe na nirgata. They do not emerge out of alatam, that torch. Dravyatva abhava yogataha. Since they do not have substantiality. Dravyatva means substantiality. There's no substance. Vijnanepi tataiva siho. Again, appearances will be same with respect to consciousness also. Vijnanepi. So abhasasya aviseshataha. Because of the similarity of appearances between them. Abhasasya. Shloka 51.
Vijnane spandamane vai nabhasa anyato bhuvaha na tato anyatra vispandhat na vijnanam vishantite.
Vijnane spandamane vai. When consciousness is in apparent motion, nabhasa anyato bhuvaha, appearances, they don't come from elsewhere. Na tataha anyatra nispandhat, nor do they go also apart from that motionless consciousness also. So, na vijnanam vishantite, nor do they enter again consciousness. So, this flame and consciousness. And shloka 52.
Na nirgata aste vijnanat dravyatva bhava yogataha karya karanata bhavat yato chintya sadaivate.
Na nirgata aste vijnanat. They do not emerge out of consciousness. Vijnanat, again, vijnanam refers to consciousness. And dravyatvam abhava yogataha. Since they do not have substantiality. Karya karanata abhavat. Since they have no cause and effect relationship. Karya karana. Yataha achintya sadevate. Since they are indefinable always. They are unusual, unreal. So in these four shlokas, Gaudapadacharya, now we'll go through discussion for all the four together. So Gaudapadacharya extracts the powerful message of Mandukya Karika, which is Ajatiwada. What is the relationship between the firebrand, which is Advaitam, and the patterns, which are pluralistic in number? Because the patterns are so many. So the normally given answer is invariably wrong. It is that the firebrand is Karanam, and all patterns and products born out of the firebrand, and so the relationship is Karya Karana relationship. Gaudapadacharya says Karya Karana relationship should not be seen in this case. A relationship can exist when? Only between two separate things. A relationship is not possible when there is only one thing. We assume a relationship to exist because we are counting the firebrand as one thing and the patterns as the other thing. The flame as one thing and the patterns of various flames as other things. Gaudapadacharya says, patterns cannot be counted as a second separate entity at all. Patterns are different names given to the same flame alone. Firebrand is alone there, and patterns are different names given to it itself in motion. And the patterns are not separate entities. A child born out of the mother can be counted as a second entity because the mother and the child can exist separately, independent of each other. then there can be a relationship between the two. Patterns do not come out of the firebrand and exist independently. Patterns are not entities. They are not things or substances, but they are only appearances. Therefore, they cannot be counted as separate entities. If they cannot be counted as such, then there cannot be a karya-karana relationship, cause and effect relationship cannot be there between alatam and abhasa. Abhasa is the patterns, alatam is the torch with the flame. So with firebrand and patterns, we should assimilate this principle that there is no cause-effect relationship because there is no dvaitam. And there is only one firebrand with different names and appearances. Then we can extend this and say that consciousness, Brahman, is only one. And Brahman and the world cannot have any relationship because the world is another name for Brahman and not a separate entity. Because of a certain pattern of appearances, we have given a new name called the world, but it is not a new entity. Therefore, Brahman and the world cannot have a karya-karana-sambandha. This is what? This is ajatiwada. Then, do the patterns come out of the firebrand? Do the patterns come from outside the firebrand? Do they come from the firebrand or outside the firebrand? Questions. The general wrong answer is that patterns come out of the firebrand. Patterns do not come out of the firebrand because the patterns do not come at all because they are not things or substances. They appear as solid substances and solidly belongs to the firebrand alone. That's how they appear. The fact that the patterns cannot exist separate from the firebrand shows that they are not discrete substances but only appearances. So the answer to the two questions is that the patterns do not originate at all. And the third and fourth is what? When the firebrand comes to rest, where do the patterns go? Do they go outside the firebrand or inside the firebrand? So the normal answer is what? That the patterns go inside the firebrand. Gaudapada Acharya says that patterns neither go inside the firebrand nor outside also. They are not present at all as substances, but they are only appearances again. There is no such substance called patterns. No duality, no relationship. So, karya-karana bhava cannot exist between the firebrand and the patterns. So, in the same way, Gaudapada Acharya says, one should never say Brahman and the world. Only in the preliminary stages of teaching, a division is created between God and the world having a cause-effect relationship. This is acceptable during when? During Karma Yoga, during Upasana Yoga, but in Jnana Yoga, never say God and world. They are not two separate entities. God alone is appearing as the world. God is like the firebrand and the world is like the patterns. Two names for one entity only. That is why in the 11th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said that all these things that you experience are not the world but God only. Do not close your eyes for Ishvara Darshanam. That only reveals our ignorance. A jnani never closes his eyes for Ishvara Darshanam. What is Ishvara is really a wrong question. And the right question is, what is not Ishvara? There is no relationship between God and the world. In motion, it is the world. In non-motion, it is called Brahman. Motion, non-motion and all. Now you understand what they are. The Brahman or Paramatma and all that. So this is what is said in these shlokas. Let me see whether I can do one more shloka or maybe. Dravyam dravyasya hetu syat anyadanyasya chaivahim dravyatvam anyabhavo va dharmanam nopapadyate dharmanam nopapadyate dravyam dravyasya hetu syat. A substance, a dravyam, is the cause of a substance only. Dravyasya hetu. Dravyatvam anyabhavahava. One entity is the cause of another entity which is distinct from that. Anyabhavahava. So, dharmanam nopapadyate. Substantiality or distinction of the jivas that cannot be established. So, the absence of karma-karya relationship is explained further in this shloka. So, two separate and independent entities are required for a karma, for a karana, karya relationship to exist, cause and effect. So between clay and pot and Brahman and world, this relationship cannot exist. So in comparison to Brahman, Jagat or Jiva does not have separate substantiality or separate being. So God and world cannot be counted as two separate entities. Gaudapada Acharya, he emphasizes that looking for God separating world from that will fail. What is required is not looking for God elsewhere, apart from the world, but learning to look at the world itself with a different perspective. Then it will be known that what is mistaken as the world is only Brahman. It is like what? It is like looking at some patterns on a sheet of paper and seeing a defined picture after some time. What is world for an ignorant person is Brahman for a jnani. So we'll stop here and we will continue with the next shloka in the next webinar. Yo vedadau swara prokto vedante cha pratishthitah tasya prakriti leenasya yaparasamaheshwarah. Sri Krishna, namaste. Narayana.